Is your architecture firm earning 20% net profit? Not sure? No problem. We created a simple tool to help quickly calculate your firm's net profit. It's called the Entree Architect Profit Calculator, and it's free for the Entree Architect community. Just visit entrearchitect.com/profitcalculator and download this free simple tool today. It could be the first step toward your firm earning 20% net profit year after year. My name is Mark R. LePage, and you are listening to Entree Architect Podcast, where I speak with inspiring, passionate people who share their knowledge and expertise to help you build a better business as a small firm entrepreneur architect. This is episode 257, and business coach Ashley Gartland's back. This week, Ashley and I are talking about how to create simple business systems for your architecture firm. This episode of Entree Architect Podcast is supported by our friends and platform sponsors, ARCAT, the online resource delivering quality building material information, CAD details, BIM, specifications, and so much more at ARCAT.com. FreshBooks, the cloud-based accounting software that makes running your small firm easy, fast, and secure. Spend less time on accounting and more time doing the work you love. And Gusto's back. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses like us. Gusto is helping to create a world where work empowers a better life. Ashley Gartland, welcome back to Entree Architect Podcast.
Oh, it's great to be back chatting.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Last episode, we had such a great response that I wanted to bring you back. You were here at episode 228, talking about how to simplify your architecture firm, how to simplify your business. And we had such a good time. I wanted to bring you back and dive a little bit deeper into systems. But before we do that, I want to just remind people who you are, where you come from. Ashley Gartland is a business coach who works with women entrepreneurs to simplify their business and build a stronger foundation so that they can experience more growth and fulfillment in their life and their work and more freedom and all that good stuff. Ashley has also has been an entrepreneur since the age of 22, when she got her first start as a food writer. And after working in editing, event planning, public relations, and digital publishing, Ashley launched her coaching practice to help overwhelmed entrepreneurs grow their business by doing less, better. So we talked all about that. You heard about that in the origin story in episode 228. And during that episode, we were talking about how to simplify your business. And Ashley shared a powerful, you know, sort of went through the process of how to put together some powerful systems to simplify your business, simplify your firm. And the systems are so important. And we got such a positive response to that. I wanted to invite you back, Ashley, to sort of dive a little bit deeper into systems. It's a topic that I talk about a lot, but we haven't really focused on it very much. We've had a few episodes way back. We haven't talked about systems in a long time in terms of what they are and how they can work and what we can do. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and talk about that a little bit. So let's start from the beginning. Let's define what systems are, and then we'll sort of roll into how people can sort of pick which systems we should be focusing on and how to do that. So let's start at the beginning.
Yeah. So I think it's so important to define systems, right? Because we hear the word, and I think many people think it's too big of an undertaking, or they think maybe their business is too small to need systems,
right?
Or maybe they feel like it's just a little too nerdy for how they like to run their business. But really, systems are a simple thing. They're really just a process or a set of steps that you execute to help you run your business more effectively and more efficiently. And at times, these steps or the process that you put in place can even help remove you from the equation. They can even help parts of your business run without you. And when that happens, it's an even more beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's the thing that I love. When things can get automated, you know, or automatically delegated, you know, so other people do it, or some software does it. That's really when things are really humming along.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's nice to sort of look at systems in terms of, you know, of how they make our lives better, how things, you know, run a little bit smoother, takes a little of the weight off our shoulders. But what they also do is help us grow as entrepreneurs and as architects and as business owners, because we can focus on the things that really matter. So, you know, sort of how do systems support that growth? How does that specifically work?
Yeah, so you have to utilize them right. Like, I think that's such an important point to make, that systems support growth, because I think we hear about all these other sexy growth strategies like social media or the latest trends, you know, whatever people are latching onto these days. Systems can really be one of those things that supports growth that are undervalued, right? And they create growth because when you get a system in place, it frees up your time. And if you use that time to serve your clients well, or you use it to pursue revenue generating activities, it can really help you accelerate your growth in your business. Because if you're using that freed up time to serve your clients really well, that's going to lead to fantastic referrals. It's going to lead to repeat business. If you're using that time that you get back from those systems to pursue revenue generating activities, well, then that's going to help you grow your business even more.
Yeah. And you know, I know that there's a lot of sole practitioners and small firms, you know, listening, and building systems, they save time once when they're running and when they're efficient, but they also take time to develop, right? And so what I would love to sort of for you to address is talking to those people who think they don't have enough time to put together these systems, because I'm a sole practitioner, I'm doing all this work, I have this, I know what I'm doing, I know the system, you know, I don't need to document this, I don't need to sort of put any systems in place, I just do my work and get paid for it. So can you sort of show us what, you know, what those people may be dealing with today and what they might be able to deal with if they put some specific systems in place?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that people who don't have systems in place don't know how much better it could be, right? So things are working pretty well. They might find that a couple of things are slipping through the cracks. They might have some small worries about their client experience. They might think like, hey, I'm wearing all the hats, I'm doing all the things, and some things are slipping through the cracks. And so they might feel like they could look a little more polished and professional, but they're not exactly sure how. They're also probably working more hours than they like. Like you said, they're showing up, they're doing the work, they're getting paid, but they're still working a little more than they'd like, or there's growth potential for their business, but they don't know how to fit it in. They don't know how to fit those activities in that are going to help them grow. And they're also spending a lot of time on busy work and administrative tasks, which takes them away from the things that they love doing, which leads to less fulfillment with their work. So that's kind of the before. And none of those things have to feel heavy and like a huge pain point for people, which is why I think people don't think to get systems in place. You know, they might just be these things that are nagging at them and they think they might be able to improve, but they just don't, again, they don't know how much better it could be until they get some systems in place and experience it.
Yeah. And I think it's sort of like, you know, once you get a little taste of it, you want a lot more.
Mm-hmm,
you know, you
exactly.
get one system in place and you see how that runs and see how much time it saves or how much your clients respond to it. And you're like, oh, that wasn't that difficult. Maybe I'll go try something else. But there are like, there's so, you know, systems, when you hear systems, it's like systems, you know, because this big giant idea, sort of overwhelming. Is there a way to sort of look at systems in terms of like specific categories or specific areas on which we can focus to sort of bring down this monster into something that's a little bit easier to you know, manage?
Yeah, because you're right. There are so many, like there are so many different ones that you could put in place in your business. So I look at it for most service-based entrepreneurs, I find that there are four main categories of systems, and you might in your business have a couple of outliers, but in general, most of the systems that you need and the ones that are really going to make the biggest difference fall into these categories. So I'll run through those and we can always dive deeper into specifics of what different systems fit into these. But the main categories are administrative systems, client and customer systems, marketing systems, and sales systems.
Okay. So administrative, sort of getting the paperwork done, client customer systems, sort of how do you handle and manage your clients, marketing systems, how do you get those clients, and sales systems, and how do you convert those clients? Right?
Yeah. Beautifully said.
And so what type of systems could, I mean, I understand what those are, but what are some of the systems that would sort of plug into each one of those categories?
Yeah. So some examples for administrative systems are an accounting system, right? And what I want to say too, before I dive into these, is that a lot of these can be very simple. When we're talking about systems, again, it could be a checklist that you're using. It could be a very simple tool like an Excel spreadsheet. So while you might do something for an accounting system that's more robust, like a QuickBooks or FreshBooks or something like that, you could also use an Excel spreadsheet and have it track very easily that way. So that's one for administrative systems. A contract system is a great thing to have in place, an invoicing system, and then a scheduling system. Like if you are find yourself booking a lot of client calls and it's taking a lot of your time to go back and forth with people and figure out when you can meet or talk on the phone, then getting a simple scheduler in place will free up so much time for you for just a couple dollars a month and a little bit of your effort to put it in place.
Yeah, I have a scheduling system. I use Schedule Once, and there's a bunch of them, but Schedule mm-hmm. Once, that's probably one of my favorite, is because not Schedule Once specifically, but the idea of automatically scheduling appointments. Because that takes so much time going back and forth and back and forth. And if you can put together something that you just send somebody a link and the system picks a date and schedules it and gets it on your calendar, you don't have to look at it again until that day comes up and you look on your calendar and say, oh, I have a meeting.
Yeah. And you can communicate so much too. Like I use Acuity and you can communicate so much in the notes that you send them, like along with the appointment.
Yeah. You can have automated emails at certain times. And so it can be reminders that the meeting is coming up so people don't forget to show up, you know, that's also makes you look more polished and more professional, because those emails can look like you just wrote them, but they're automated. So they happen automatically.
Yeah. So that's a great one. That's such a good example of one that, you know, it takes maybe an hour to get set up, maybe less. And it will save you so much time going back and forth with people.
Yeah, and not that expensive. And we've had architects on the show who've used those kind of systems built right into their websites, and people can, you know, sort of filter out, you know, clients that way through an automated system like that, and then have them automatically set up appointments for phone calls or meetings, and not ever have to really focus on that part of the business.
Yeah. And I think also the scheduling system is a great example of something that's going to help you create boundaries in your business and free up your time, because you can set it so that you can only take appointments on the days that you want to take and then the hours that you want to take them. And that can really create a lot of focus and intention in your business by just putting those boundaries in place.
Yeah. So that's administrative. That's an mm-hmm. example of the administrative. What are some examples for client customer systems?
Yeah. So client management system, I love Trello personally. All of my clients get a Trello board. It's basically like an online bulletin board where we share resources and documents and everything that we need and notes from our calls. You know, for what your audience, it's kind of whatever works best for them, but have a system that helps you keep track of all the communication, of all the documents that are going back and forth, so that nothing gets lost. So that's a good example for a client and customer system. Mm-hmm. The other one is like a client onboarding and offboarding system. I think some people have sort of a loose workflow of how they bring clients in that feels okay to them. But if you can get a really solid one in place, your clients are going to feel really supported and welcomed into working with you. And it's going to help make sure nothing slips through the cracks. And then on the offboarding side, it helps you wrap up that engagement really nicely. And also if you weave in some customer feedback system into that offboarding system, it makes sure that you're getting the feedback, the testimonials, all the things that you would need to then promote the project that you just worked on.
Let's dive into this a little bit more with onboarding mm-hmm. and offboarding. Onboarding is bringing clients on. Once they've signed the contract and you're going to start a new project, you want to bring them on board to the project, into your system, mm-hmm. into your process. And then offboarding is the project's over, and you need to sort of gracefully and professionally, you know, transition out of the project and follow up and all of the rest of that. And so what kind of system can be built for that? Let's focus on onboarding first. What kind of system would we focus on that? And do you have any recommendations on software for that?
Mm-hmm. Well, first I want to kind of take a step back and say, how do you figure out what goes into each of those systems, the onboarding, the offboarding? I like with my clients to have a conversation about their customer journey and just walk them through, like, if an ideal world, you got to bring the client on in the exact way you wanted to, you worked with them in the way that felt really fluid and good, and then you offboarded them in a way that felt like you closed the engagement really strongly, what would that look like? And so we'll walk through all those different touch points. And from there, we can look at that linear journey that they're taking a client on, and we can identify what systems they need to get in place and what, you know, checkpoints or templates or anything that they need to make sure that all of that happens. So that's kind of step one.
Yeah. I want to also add something to mm-hmm. that is that's a perfect opportunity to sort of step up your remarkability. Mm-hmm. You know, that because now you're looking at this customer journey, you're looking at this process, you're documenting it out. you could put in little like Easter eggs into that system and say, at this point, we're going to surprise them with this. They're not going to expect this, but they're going to get this, you know, event happen. And that can all be planned and automated and part of your system, but it sort of builds the talkability of who you are and what you do.
I love that. I think that when you look at your customer journey, finding those places where you can surprise and delight your clients is key for that repeat business and referrals. And it can be as simple as at the end of an engagement, sending a thank you gift, which might seem like something that you wouldn't overlook, but you will if you have a lot of clients and you're juggling a lot of things. If you have it in a checklist and it's something you always do, or you have it automated even, then it'll happen. And it will, like you said, raise your remarkability.
Yeah. So once you sort of have that laid out, and this is the process that we're going to go through with the customer's journey, what do you do with that?
Yeah. So for me and my business, I use just simple checklists for this. So when a client comes on board, I have a checklist and it says, this is the exact thing that you need to do to bring this client on board, or that my team needs to do to bring this client on board. And it's very basic stuff, like start a new project management card for them and send them their invoice and get their address and all the different details. So it's simple, right? It's just walking through a checklist, crossing things off. And I think mine has 8 items on it. So I can do it in 30 minutes, or my team can do it in 30 minutes and it's done. And the other piece with that that makes this more easeful is that within that checklist, there's an email that needs to be sent to the client. So having that already ready to go as a template and just having to fill in a couple of details makes it really quick and easy to welcome them with a great email that has all the resources that they need to get started.
Yeah. And that template could be, you know, a Word document that the words you just cut and paste. There's also software. I use text expander. And there's a bunch of these that you sort of just type in a symbol or a couple of words and the entire email pops up and populates your screen. That's a super, I use it all day long, every day, text expander, you know, with email responses and letters that I write over and over and over again, super, super efficient. So that's something that could be, you know, sort of plugged in and coordinated into your onboarding system.
Yeah. So I want to reiterate what you said, Mark, because it's so important. It could be a really simple thing. Like you have a Google file, a Google doc that has all the email templates that you use, and you just run into there, you copy and paste it into your inbox. But you can also use some sort of software. Like I use Streak, which is a Google plugin or an app that plugs into Gmail, and it has all my automated emails. So all I need to do is click on that one,
so
put the person's name in.
Streak.
Mm-hmm.
Is that similar to text expander?
It sounds like it is. Yeah. Just, you know, you just click on the email you want to do and add the email address and the person's name and you're done. And it, what I like about it versus copying and pasting is it also includes all the links. So sometimes when you copy and paste, you lose the links. But if you have something like Streak, it has it all in there for you. So you don't have to repeat that step each time either. Yeah.
Text expander allows you to do that as well. Another thing that for email, and this is just sort of on the side, this isn't necessarily onboarding, but I use for my email, I use Gmail, but I use it through the app Spark. And Spark is on my Mac and on my iPhone. I don't know. I'm assuming that it's also on PC. But they are now integrating, you know, collaboration with other people and autoresponders and through their email client. That's all sort of being built into that app. And every time, you know, it's constantly being updated and improved. So it's a really great app if anybody wants to go check that out.
Yeah, I don't know that one. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's great. It's actually, I think their slogan is "You'll love your email again," and I do. It's like, you know, it's so automated, and it's got great spam filters and automation, and it's a great app.
Yeah. So.
So is there anything else on onboarding that you can recommend?
That's kind of the big thing. Yep. I think that along the lines of surprising and delighting or making your customer journey feel more easeful, there are little things you can do in that onboarding sequence. Like you can have a video that you record and you invite them to watch it, and it can be a generalized one. It doesn't have to be specific for each client, but it might tell them what to expect. It might outline the next steps for them and just help them use your systems, which is going to be very key as you're implementing those in your business.
Mm-hmm. And we've recently had Stacey Brown Randall on the show. She does referrals without asking is what her business is. And one of the things she talks about is identifying referral sources and sending out handwritten note cards. That could be part of the trigger that happens in your onboarding. So as a new project comes on and you're going through your checklists, you can say, oh, this is where I have to thank the person who brought me this client, this the referral source. And so part of the onboarding of this client is actually going to thank the referral source that brought that client on. And this would be a perfect opportunity to remind yourself to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you just have, if you like to keep track of your clients and like identify where they come from so you can figure out which marketing activities are working the best, maybe you have a really simple spreadsheet like I do where you, part of your onboarding sequence is internal for you, where you put that person's name inside the spreadsheet. And then for me, my team goes in and documents where they came from and are they on my email list and all the details. So then I have data to pull from. And all I have to do is just add that one thing into that spreadsheet.
Yeah. And if you have a CRM system, you know, that's, mm-hmm. that's the point where you'd be updating that with information, because now they're no longer a prospect, they're a client. And so you're updating your CRM system and figuring out how that person was brought on so you can repeat that again. And so that's the beauty of the system, is that it sort of reminds you to go back and check all of these things.
Which you might forget, right? Like if you're doing all these things, you might get very distracted.
Definitely will forget them, right? I mean, you definitely will forget them.
Yeah, and you want to have that data to pull from. So I think that's a good distinction with the client onboarding. Some of it is external. Here's what I'm doing when I'm sending to the client. Some of it is internal. Here's what I need to do for my own data, for my own records, so that I have what I need in the future.
Yeah, especially if you're a sole practitioner or somebody running a very small firm and you're wearing all the hats, you know, you got 50 hats hitting the ceiling. Mm-hmm. You know, it's impossible to remember everything. And so you put together the simple checklist. Okay, I have to do this, do this, do this, or you hand it to somebody in your staff and they do all that. But if you don't have it listed, if you don't create a simple system, it just doesn't happen. It's so easy to just let it slip. Even if you do remember it and you don't have some intentional process, it's even easier to sort of just let it slip. You know, you remember it, it's like, oh, I have too much to do. I'm going to do that later. I'm just not going to do it because I just don't have the time. But when you put it into a system, you're more likely that you're actually going to go through that process and do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like showing up at the gym. You know, if you just show up at the gym, you're probably going to work out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's take a quick break to say thank you to our platform sponsors here at Entree Architect, Arcat, FreshBooks, and Gusto. For years, when I needed information on manufacturers' products, I headed straight to Google. Then I sifted through the hundreds of results to find the one or two that might be the link to the product that I'm looking for. And more often than not, it wasn't what I was looking for. It was outdated or it didn't meet my requirements. So I went back to the search engine and I started all over again. Have you done this? Have you been through the Google loop? I know it sounds familiar. I have a better way. Arcat.com. Find what you're looking for in seconds. It was built for us. It's there for us. Building product information, BIM, CAD, custom specifications using their exclusive SpecWizard tool. So make Arcat a part of your efficient project workflow every day. Just type in entrearchitect.com/Arcat. That's A-R-C-A-T. entrearchitect.com/Arcat. Put that into your internet browser and add that to your favorites, and then visit Arcat for every project. Find what you need fast and make more money on every project. entrearchitect.com/Arcat. FreshBooks makes it simple to send invoices, post your expenses automatically, track your time for your whole team, by project, and get organized with reports, communication, and notification. Getting started with FreshBooks is ridiculously easy. Most people send their first invoice in seconds after starting their free trial. The same goes for time tracking, managing expenses, collaborating with contractors, and viewing financial reports. It's fast, it's easy, it will change the way you do business. And if you need help at any time, their free award-winning customer service is just a phone call or an email away. And if you ever have second thoughts, don't worry. On top of their free trial for Entree Architect listeners, you get a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't ever have to worry about choosing FreshBooks. So give FreshBooks a try. It's free for 30 days. Just visit entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks and then let them know that we sent you by sharing Entree Architect in the How Did You Hear About Us section. That's entrearchitect.com/FreshBooks to access your free, unlimited 30-day trial. Payroll and benefits. When you hear those words, you get all excited and you're ready to roll and that's what you want to do. No. Payroll and benefits are hard. They're not fun, especially when you're a small business. You don't have time to be an expert in things like taxes and regulation. The old school payroll providers, you know who they are. They're just not built for the way that we work today. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses like us. Modern technology does all the heavy lifting, so it's easy for you to get it right. There's no longer having to be part of that big company to get great technology, great benefits, and great service for your team. To help support our show, the Entree Architect Podcast, Gusto is offering listeners a limited time deal. It's exclusive to us. Sign up today and you'll get three months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to entrearchitect.com/gusto, check it out, and claim your 3 months of payroll processing for free. That's entrearchitect.com/gusto. RCAT, FreshBooks, and Gusto. Please visit our platform sponsors today and say thank you to them for supporting us and you, the Entree Architect community. So what's at the other end? We have onboarding.
Yeah,
the other side is offboarding. So the project is all finished. You know, you have a happy customer at the end. How do you sort of automate that or systematize that?
Mm-hmm. So same thing, basic checklist at the end, and make sure that you have something where you thank the client. You send a handwritten thank you note. You send the gift if that's part of your process. For me, I like to have a conversation, like schedule a conversation with my clients and talk about how we might continue. So for your audience, maybe it's they know that the next project is coming and maybe the conversation is about when is that going to happen? Or maybe it's just ending the engagement and asking for referrals. You know, you have to finesse it and make it work for you. But it's a smaller checklist, I think, for the offboarding. And you just want to walk through that. And then also make sure that part of the offboarding is the secondary system, which is this client feedback system. For me, what I like to do there is send them a list of questions and have them respond to it. And then I'll create the template or I'll create the testimonial from that and send it to them for approval. So there's another system in there, a checklist that you go through to get that feedback.
Yeah, the feedback and the testimonial is so important. And so many of us don't do it. The onboarding is so important, and it's the place where your project can derail, because mm-hmm. you know, things are rolling down. You had a successful project, the client's happy. It's so easy to just sort of let it, you know, fade away and not be intentional about sort of exclamation point at the end of the project. This, you know, we did this project. This is, you know, how you know, it gives you the opportunity to remind them of this as they're living in this new project that they're or living and working or whatever they're doing, that you were the reason why that happened. So you can design a system that makes sure that they remember that by giving a gift or having a meeting or whatever it is. But by being intentional about it, those things can happen.
Yeah, and they happen in the moment when it's most important, right? I think a lot of us want to go get that client testimonial when we are redesigning our website, or we need to send out a sales right. email, or there's something that we need that for. And then we say, oh, I really wish I'd asked the client to do that 6 months ago. And yeah. they're not in that moment where they're loving and enjoying their brand new design that you made for them. So you want to do it in the moment. And so that might be having that checklist of, I'm going to send them questions, or we're going to do a quick interview, or I'm going to help them fill out a form, or maybe I need to go get some photos taken because I know that I'm going to want to use this in the future. And then you'll have everything you need when that time comes.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that onboarding system, probably a lot of us have that, or at least have it. Mm-hmm. The offboarding system, which is so critical to the next project, because this is the opportunity to make sure that your client is happy and is going to give you the testimonial and is going to recommend you. If you don't execute on that offboarding system, you're missing that opportunity. You're missing mm-hmm. that marketing opportunity, that word of mouth, that referral that you might get from them because you sort of just let it fade away. Yeah, you have a good relationship. You can probably call them later to get some of that stuff. But if you don't have that system in place and more intentional about it, it won't happen.
Yeah.
And by designing it, much like, you know, the little Easter eggs in the onboarding system, by designing it, it gives you the opportunity to be intentional about it and to look at it and say, where can I improve this? How can I, you know, take this to the next level and do another thing that they're not expecting at the very end, so they can, you know, brag when somebody comes over to their house or to the project and they're walking through it and they say, well, this is such a great project. Then they say, well, yeah, my architect did this, and look at this amazing thing they did for us at the end. And, you know, that's we'll get you recommended and referred.
Yeah. And I think it's about creating that process for it. And like when you're talking about taking it to the next level with the feedback system, I think a lot of people expect, as customers, expect us to say, can you give us a testimonial or tell me about your experience? I love to make it easy for the client and send them a type form or send them a list of four questions and say, all you have to do is answer these four questions. I'll do the heavy lifting of actually writing the testimonial. That's all you have to do is respond to these things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we went through administrative systems and some client customer systems. The last two were marketing and sales. Mm-hmm. Do you have any sort of suggestions on how we can focus on that? Because I mentioned before that there are hundreds of these things that we can focus on. If we could just focus on two or three of them, and you know, we talked about the scheduling system, we talked about the client onboarding and offboarding system, maybe a third one like marketing or sales would be another third one that they can focus on, and just do those three, see the results of that. And you know, you want to build more of those. So do you have any suggestions on marketing? It sort of overlaps with what we were just talking about with onboarding.
Yeah. So, I mean, marketing is such a beast, right? Like there are so many things we can do to market our business. And I think it's one of the things that causes the most overwhelm for service-based entrepreneurs. So I like to introduce my clients to a simplified marketing system, which is called the simplified marketing plan. And what it is a big picture and day-to-day look at your marketing where you can use a Trello board or you can use, you know, pen and paper if that's your style, but where you start to map out your marketing activities based on daily activities, weekly activities, monthly activities, and quarterly activities. And that helps you streamline your efforts and it helps you make sure that you're doing the things you want to be doing at the right times.
So what are some of those things? Actually, before we get into some of the, mm-hmm. what some of those things are, you mentioned Trello a couple of times. Just for the people who don't know what Trello is, could you just describe what that is and how that works?
Yeah. So it's an online tool where you literally log in and everybody gets what they call a board. And so you can have a board for a client or you can have a board for your marketing plan or your content plan. And then you have little cards within there. So it's hard to describe, but when you see it visually, but it's basically, like I said, it's a bulletin board is what I think of it as, where you can pin different things and put things up there that you need. So when I do it for the simplified marketing plan, what I do is I divide it by, you know, dates. So here are the things that I do daily. Here are the things I do weekly. Here are the things I do monthly. And then I have that plan mapped out for myself. And within each of those categories, then you can create checklists, you can include templates, you can do the things that make it more useful for you.
So it sort of structures your marketing plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so you can look at so the board is set up as a daily, weekly, monthly?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So you could look at your daily board and inside the board, that's just what they call it. It's basically just a box where you sort of keep the different links and the text and things like that. It's a way to structurally organize things. So you look at your daily board and inside the daily board is checklists or links to click onto things or reminders. And it's just built around the things you want to do. So what are some of the things you would do on a daily basis in your daily board?
So for me, I run a Facebook group called the Simplified Entrepreneur. So I engage daily in the Facebook group and there are different things that I do on Monday than I do on Wednesday and Friday. And so I go in there and it's all the templates I need are in there, all the cues I need are in there and the prompts. So all I need to do is take what's on that board and put it in the Facebook group. So again, I do that right now myself. That would be so easy for me to hand off to my team if I want to. I like being hands-on inside my Facebook group, so I don't. But that's one of the beauties of systems is that once you get these things in place, you can easily delegate to someone else and make sure that the process remains intact. So that's one daily thing. Another thing that I do is just a daily networking activity. And so those are all within another card there for me to take action from.
In terms of networking, sort of reaching out to somebody and just...
Yeah, just an outreach activity each day. And that's it.
Okay.
So that's really it for my daily card.
Yeah. So what about weekly?
So weekly, I write a newsletter. And I think a lot of us do, right? A lot of us write a blog post, produce a podcast, write a newsletter, something along those lines. It's a little bit bigger activity, but something you want to do consistently so you have that touch point with your audience. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's writing the newsletter, getting that scheduled as a weekly activity. And then I have something that I call closing the loops where I go through my outreach spreadsheet and just follow up with people that I need to follow up with each week. So those are the two weekly activities for me.
Right. So on a weekly basis, you're sort of trying to stay away, you know, be, uh, have touch points where clients or potential clients will see you on a weekly basis, mm-hmm. allows you to be consistent. That's the beauty of a blog or a YouTube channel or yeah. a podcast, is that every week they're getting reminded that you exist and what you stand for and how that you can serve them.
Yeah. And the beauty about Trello is that when I have an idea that's great for a blog post, I can drop it in that card. When I have something I want to share, when I know someone I need to reach out to, I can drop it in that card. It's all there. Or like links to other spreadsheets are within there. So it's all in one place.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what about monthly?
So monthly for me are bigger picture things, or things that require more planning, or things that require usually some sort of collaboration. So for me, that's doing guest workshops with people. It's doing podcast interviews with people. And so what I do in those cards is have these checklists of here's the repeatable activities that I do in order, like once the podcast is scheduled, here's exactly what I need to do in my own business to make sure that it goes off without a hitch.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so easy, right? It's so simple once you figure it out, you know, get the right software, spend some time. And it does take time. It takes time to go develop your customer's journey. It takes time to develop your onboarding and offboarding system. But it's actually fun when you get into it. If you've scheduled the time to do it and you go through these things and you design them, much like designing architecture, you're designing mm-hmm. these systems. And once you get into it, you know, sometimes it's daunting to start, but once you start and you say, oh, well, what can I do here? In terms of marketing, how can I get noticed? What's some ways that my community, the client base that I want to reach out to, where are they? What are they doing? How are they interacting on social media? How can I get in front of them on a weekly basis or a daily basis? You know, what are some big picture monthly things that we can develop to sort of wow people or get noticed, or maybe press release or some monthly thing that happens, you know, when your projects are completed and you're getting them photographed, what do you do after you get those photographs? How are you distributing those photographs? What are you doing? Are you trying to get them published? Is there a system that every time a project is finished, you get it published? And are there scouts out there or publishers that you reach out to on a consistent basis? That's the way you get published, is you hit mm-hmm. those on a consistent basis. How do you hit them on a consistent basis? You build a system to remind yourself to hit them on a consistent basis. And then suddenly you start getting noticed by the publishers, because every month you're hitting them with another great photograph, with a story about this project that you did. That's how you get noticed. And that's how you can build a marketing plan that works.
Yeah. And it's also how you do more in less time, right? You know, the reason I'm able to pitch lots of podcasts and appear on lots of podcasts or do lots of guest collaborations is because I have a process for how I do it. And so I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't have to sit here spinning my wheels, thinking about what I need to do. All I have to do is open that checklist and walk through it. So I can prepare for things in, you know, an hour or so. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to get too deep into more systems, because I want to focus on these three. Focus on a scheduling system. Look at your client onboarding and offboarding system, and put together a simple marketing plan and just build a marketing system around that plan. Just focus on those three. Just focus on one. Just figure out the scheduling system, or pick the onboarding system. Just pick one, do that, and then do these others. And so just focus on these three, get them in place. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult to find the time to focus in on this and design this. But once it's done, you've heard me say it's a force multiplier. What, you put a bunch of effort into it up front and it pays dividends on the back end forever and ever and ever. It just keeps, all you have to do is sort of tweak it and update it later, because you need to do all these things anyway. But by building systems, it becomes easier, becomes less stressful, and you can focus on architecture, which is really what you want to do.
Yeah, focus on architecture or on just unplugging for a little bit, like working a little bit less, which is a beautiful thing too.
Right.
And I'm so glad you pointed out that just get started with one, right? Like, there are dozens of systems that you can put in place. We've talked about this. We've suggested three that would be really great for your architecture practice. And I would encourage them to pick one of those things, see it all the way through, get it in place, experience the freedom and growth that it creates to have that system in place, and then make time to get the next one. Like, don't get to a place of overwhelm here. Just focus on one thing. And if they want to do the simplified marketing system, don't feel like you need to reinvent the wheel too, because I've got a training on that and I can just give you my Trello board.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah. So yeah. you know, I started using this with my clients. I started using it in my own business, and I was like, this is really working. It's making marketing fun and easeful. And then I started using it with my clients, and I had a client write me back and say, this thing is pure gold. Like, you've got to share this more. So I was like, okay. So I created a little training for it. It's just a 15-minute training that will walk you through how to use the board, and we'll show you what the Trello board looks like. And then what that training does is, if you have another system that you'd prefer to use, if you're in Asana or you're using a paper planner, you'll see how you can adapt it for your system mm-hmm. and your process. But you know, it's just a simple training and shows you how to get it set up, because I don't think you need to spend time figuring out how to organize these things. I want you to just be able to plug your activities in and go.
Yeah. It's like, you know, purchasing a accounting software. You know, you mm-hmm. don't want to reinvent it all. You just want to build buy a software or learn a system. If somebody wanted to, you know, learn more about this simple marketing system, how do they reach out to you for that?
So if they want to watch the free training and get the emails that teach them how to use it, they just go to ashleymgartland.com/simplified marketing plan.
All right. Simplified marketing plan. We're going to put that in the show notes. Simplified marketing plan. Ashley M. Gartland, right? And there's a mm-hmm. T in there. GARTLAND. Ashley M. as in Mark. You're probably not Mark, but I'm Mark. mgartland.com/simplified marketing plan. And you can get that free training. That would be cool. Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
Of course. I think it's such, like I said, marketing is such a beast. If we can streamline it for you, it frees up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I think we went through a lot here. What I'd love to do before we wrap up is for you to answer the question that I ask everybody here. And you may have just answered it, but what is one thing that a small firm architect can do today to build a better business for tomorrow? We just spent an entire half hour talking about the one thing that they could do. But is there anything specific?
Yeah, I think it's a mindset shift, right? Like, you talked about people thinking it's not important for them to get systems in mm-hmm. place, or it might be too overwhelming, or they don't have the time to deal with it. So it's making a shift to believing that getting one system in place is going to create more momentum for you, is going to create more growth, is going to create more freedom, because that's the mindset you need to be in to give one a try. And then, like you said, once you try it, it's like catnip. You're going to be eager to do the next one, but we've got to get you to the place where you can start with just one.
Yeah, exactly. So on the web, it's ashleymgartland.com. Again, it's A-S-H-L-E-Y-M Gartland with a T-G-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, ashleymgartland.com. On Facebook, she has a great Facebook group called The Simplified Entrepreneur. You can find that on Facebook by searching The Simplified Entrepreneur. It's probably also on the page, on the mm-hmm. website. On Instagram, it's at Ashley Gartland. Email if you want to reach out to her and ask her some questions, ashley@ashleymgarland.com.
Yeah. And please do. Like, I'm not somebody who says don't email me. I really enjoy hearing from people that have heard me on a podcast and indulge in this conversation and have questions. So please reach out.
Yeah. So if you have a question about how to put together one of these systems or the mindset thing, because that's really the biggest hurdle, is getting past the mindset. So if mm-hmm. you have some questions, you can reach out to Ashley and ask her. And if you want to get that training, it's ashleymgartland.com, simplified marketing plan, right? Simplified marketing.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Great. All right, Ashley, thanks for being here and for sharing your knowledge here at Entre Architect Podcast.
Thank you for a great conversation.
So what business systems are you going to focus on? Which business systems do you need to focus on? Ashley gave us some great information here on how to create some quick, simple business systems for our architecture firms. So I want to know, go to entrearchitect.com/episode257 and post it in the show notes, or go over to the Facebook group, our private Facebook group just for architects, entrearchitect.com/group, and post your thoughts over there. I want to know what systems are most critical to your architecture firm, because I think that would inspire other architects to also focus on their business systems and build better businesses. So go do that right now. And while you're at it, while you're out there clicking on the keyboard, go download our free tool, the Entre Architect Profit Calculator. Go do that right now and quickly calculate whether your architecture firm is profitable or not. We're architects, and we work differently than other types of businesses. We're not selling widgets. We're not selling objects. We're selling ideas and the time required to create and communicate those ideas. We're different. our typical out-of-the-box accounting software packages that we can buy, they're not set up to accurately calculate our profitability as an architect. We need to adjust the way they're set up in order for us to accurately calculate whether we're profitable or not. So what we did is we created a really quick calculator to plug in a couple of numbers, a few numbers, and it will tell you whether you are profitable or not. So download that Entree Architect Profit Calculator right now at entrearchitect.com/profit calculator. Easy to remember, entrearchitect.com/profit calculator. And discover today how profitable your architecture firm truly is. It's free at entrearchitect.com/profit calculator. My name is Mark R. LePage, and I am an entrepreneur architect, and I encourage you, I implore you, I want you to build a better business so you can be a better architect. Love, learn, and share. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.